going to get the steal. Chance for a hat trick. Sergio Aguero.
He's got it. At the buzzer.
Here's Alexis Sanchez. What a finish.
Whoa. Against Bradley, three. John Wall. What a shot.
Yeah, no. Barcelona's always the best. I couldn't help rushing up.
Oh my gosh. It's an unbelievable breaking.
Roger has won the Grand Slam again. The one and only.
He pitched in the three. He got it.
Take down the turrets. They did it. RNG role, you'll never give up.
Amazing. Equalized. He did it.
He goes again. Totti, the king of Rome.
9.
8.
7.
6. 5. 4.
3. 2.
1.
Go!
Hello, our dear audience. You are listening to the World Sports News. Welcome back. I'm Lati.
Hello, guys. I'm Cassio.
Now let's have a look at essential sports news in this week.
The NBA has gone to war. Games were so wonderful from the beginning, with the opener of this season beating the reigning champion. Houston Rockets has become victor, winning two in a row after the game against the Sacramento Kings. After a reversal in the game with the Golden State Warriors, the Rockets went to Sacramento without a minute rest. This time, Paul didn't play because of the injury on his left knee. In that case, Harden had to fight alone. He scored 27 points and 9 assists, leading the team to win. The power center Kepler also had a great performance, scoring 22 points and 70 rebounds. Although the Kings was inferior to the Rockets in terms of strength, they do have advantage on physical power. That's the reason why they were able to keep putting pressure on the Rockets until the third quarter, which ended with a 72-75 lead. Harden, who had a series of three-pointers in the last quarter, built a 10-point lead for the Rockets. But the Kings didn't give up, narrowing the gap to 3 points with 40 seconds left in the game. Harden's critical moments assist Kepler strong, and 5 points ahead of the Kings eventually takes the victory to the Rockets with a steady 3-throw. Continuous away road is hard, of course, but we do well tonight. Maybe we can just beat them in only one quarter, but as long as we do our own style in the whole 4 quarters, there's always hope to win all the time, said Harden. According to the schedule, the Rockets have 7 away games in the first 10 games of the season.
Wow, that's amazing. What's more, another Western powerful contender, the San Antonio Spurs, defeated the Minnesota Timberwolves at 107-99 in their home court. LaMarcus scored 25 points, 10 rebounds, and got the highest points over the team. But Leonard has been sitting idle all the time. The Timberwolves brought in Jimmy Butler, Tiger, Jimmy Crawford, and other Raptor players during the offseason. Besides, with two talented young stars, they are high profile in the new season. In the face of great fans and newsbusters, Timberwolves was down by 10 points after 3 quarters, playing very tenacious. At the 4th quarter, they chased the score to 88-89, tied with San Antonio Spurs and formed the seesaw battle. However, Spurs finally doctored the victory with a gap of 9. In this game, Wiggins and Downs scored 26 points and 18 points, while Butler only scored 12 points.
Yeah, it's quite a pity. Now, let's focus on other competitions. Indiana Pacers beat Brooklyn Nets home at 140-131. Detroit Pistons got a 102-90 home win over Charlotte Hornets. And the Philadelphia 76ers defeated away by Washington Wizards at 150-120. In addition, Orlando Magic defeated the Miami Heat at 160-109, and Boston Celtics lost the game with Milwaukee Bucks at 100-109. Dallas Mavericks got a home loss to the Atlanta Hawks at 111-170. In Utah Jazz's home, Denver Nuggets lost the game with a 106-96 score, but Portland Trail Blazers rose recently beat Phoenix Suns at 124-76.
Okay, let's pay attention to football now. In the first round, Barcelona won a game over Juventus with a big score of 3-0. In the current round, facing Olympiacos, Barca won easily in their home court and the score was 3-1. Real Madrid's 1-1 draw against the Hotspur and it is consecutive victories in a good game. With 14 goals missed during the same period from the last season, white shirts clearly have a big problem with aggressivity.
Well, that's all for today's World Sports News. See you next week at the same time. Bye.
Goodbye. Next is highlight game.
Good evening. Welcome to today's highlight game. I'm William.
I'm Carmel. Beijing time on October 18, 2017 to 18 season. Opener in earnest. Boston was beaten 102-99 by LeBron James and the Cavaliers. Did you watch the match?
Of course. That game is full of attraction. This is confrontation between the two dominant teams of the Eastern Conference. This is also the first time Irving has faced his frontier teammates since he left Cleveland. It also filled the game with resentment.
It's a really wonderful game. Both of the sides performed well in this game. The Celtics were understandably shaken at halftime and went to the locker room down by 17. However, they battled back and were still leading 98-97 when James, who only played in one exhibition after spraining his ankle on September 27, swung in the lane and made a layup to put Cleveland up by one.
Let's take a look at the statistics. Cleveland's forward LeBron James played 41 minutes, hit 12 of his 19 shots with a triple-double, 29 points, 16 rebounds, 9 assists, and 2 blocks. Love, 15 points, 11 rebounds. Derrick Rose had 14% and 4 rebounds and 2 assists. Jay Crowder had 11 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals. Dwayne Wade, 8. Substitute J.R. Smith scored 10 points.
James is still the first in the league. James scored 29 points to 13 in the fourth quarter. In his most extensive action in 3 weeks, caused a sprained left ankle. The superstar also fed Kevin Love for a critical three-pointer with 46.3 seconds left to put the Cavs up 102-98. Let's look at the Celtics. Two of the Celtics' probes were impressive, with Jay Brown's 25 points and 6 rebounds and 3 steals. A.I. Horford had 9 points and 7 rebounds and 5 assists. Jason Tatum's first show had 2 pairs, 14 points, 10 rebounds and 3 assists. Career Irving cut 22 points and 4 rebounds and 10 assists against his old teammates, proving that he is a good ball harder and passer. He also had a chance to tie the game with a three-pointer and the buzzer, but his shot was short.
As the crowd exhaled, Aaron shared a warm handshake and embrace with James, his teammate for 3 seasons and the one he wanted to get away from by demanding a trade. Although they are now playing for different teams, the friendship will exert forever off the court.
Yes, that's what makes basketball so attractive. But the score is not the focus of that game. Here, one of the new Celtics whose aim is to help the Celtics choose the game on Cleveland and enter the NBA Finals this season, broke his left ankle just 5 minutes into his debut. James bummed himself while trying to catch an alley-oop pass with 6 minutes and 45 left in the first quarter. Here, signed a 4-year, $128 million contract with the Celtics Celtics this summer. But this tragedy overshadowed career Irving's return to Cleveland and redirected Boston's immediate future and partition.
It's so heartbreaking. Gordon Hayward initially diagnosed an ankle fracture. It will take him months to recover after surgery. It's really moving that at the moment when the whole Quick Loan Arena suddenly become silent and Dwayne Wade get down on one knee and pray for Hayward. Many NBA players also pray for Hayward on Twitter, including Paul George, who also got injured seriously several years ago. I think that's the charm of basketball. It can make people forget the grievance. Do you agree?
I couldn't agree more, hoping that Hayward will get well and return to the court soon. And I also wish Arian could perform better next time, proving he can be a leader without LeBron and led the Celtics to go further in the playoffs. He may still have a way to go with Cleveland's crowd, which booed him every time he touched the ball, voicing this player toward him for demanding to be traded this summer despite three consecutive trips to the NBA Finals.
It's really a long way for him to become a superstar. I just hope that all players can stay away from injury and play well. I become more and more excited for the new season, and I'm going to review my little wish. And I hope Thunder can win the O'Brien Cup and Westbrook can dream of a championship with Anthony and George. Well, that's all for this week's highlight game. Coming next is the weekly 4C. I'm William.
I'm Carmel. Thanks for listening. Please stay tuned. Bye.
Bye.
Hello everyone, welcome to today's Weekly 4C. We are bringing the focus game, Real Madrid vs. Tottenham Hotspur. I'm Colin.
I'm Ella.
Match day 4 of UEFA Champions League is coming soon on November 1st. We will see the significant game. Real Madrid challenges Hotspur to contest the first place of Group H. I believe the game between these two great teams will be fantastic.
I totally approve of you. Since last match was so exciting, since Real Madrid is never a weak team and Hotspur is quite good at present. Thus, they are even with each other according to the first 1-1 match a few days ago.
Yep, I remember that Real Madrid wasted a few good chances.
On the opposite, Hotspur grabbed the chance forcing the guard scored an own goal which showed their aggression.
Right, and let's have a look at the players on both sides. Cristiano Ronaldo, who needs little introduction, is one of the best players in the world and is in perfect condition, especially in Champions League. He is amazing during the Champions League and he keeps so many records.
With Benzema coming back and fitting, this team can be more powerful. However, Bale's injury could be a problem for Real Madrid. I guess they find a way to get over it through their delicate teamwork.
Speak of Ronaldo, we cannot forget Harry Kane, also a great player, who scored as many goals as Ronaldo does during Champions League. He also performed greatly, which makes the media praise him. That's true. He achieved the Premier League Golden Boot last season and is on the rising of his career. We have to admit, although Hotspur is not as steady as other England clubs such as Manchester and Chelsea, they are tough and sometimes leave a deep impression on us, just like last match, in which Real Madrid has better statistics without winning.
True. I think Hotspur needs Kane to do more to make a difference between Real Madrid, control the ball most of the time, and shoot more at the same time. We can say that Real Madrid takes the advantage simply based on the history of the two teams, but no teams are the same as they used to be.
Sure, though we see that Real Madrid never lose when playing against Hotspur, it doesn't mean it won't happen. You can see even Bayern lost 0-5 against Paris Saint-Germain. I think Hotspur can do it.
Still, to sum up, I prefer Real Madrid would win the match like 1-2-0 with small advantage because Real Madrid's lineup is better than Hotspur and the coach, Zidane, is more experienced due to his legend career.
Yeah, we are aware of Kane's being rented out for a long time and isn't one of the steady starting lineup until 2013. He is the center of this team right now. You know what I think? I'd say that there might be a chance for Hotspur to defeat Real Madrid to become the first of the group while Real Madrid is troubled by the injured players.
Whatever you say, I still think Real Madrid is winning the match because they're the champion of 15, 16 and 16 to 17 who succeed in defending the title after the reform.
Okay, conversation is finished. Otherwise, we are going to have a fight.
Alright, that's all for today's Weekly 4C. See you next time.
Bye, and it will be the great coming soon.
Hey guys, today I'm going to introduce one of the sports, basketball. Basketball is originated United States, Massachusetts. It's December 21st, 1891, created by James Naismith. Core is an Olympic sport. It's held at the center of body confrontation sports. The original basketball game was similar, and there was no limit to the size of the side and people participating in the game. Game players into equal numbers of both teams, standing on both ends respectively in the middle of the referees to the stadium after ball. Both teams immediately rushed into the ball, strive to put the ball into the opponent's basket. Because the basket had a bottom, the ball was left in the basket, and a man had to climb a specially designed ladder to get the ball out of the ball. The sports characteristics of basketball consist of anti-gotistic, collective, ornamental, interesting, and fitness. The collective is the core part in all of them, because it not only requires the athlete have tactical ability and show the wisdom, courage in the match, will, vitality, and creativity, brief indomitable spirits and spirits of solidarity and collaboration. The reflection of interesting is a key factor. In that basketball is simple and easy to play, it's very interesting and can be different because of people, because of ground, because of time, because of need. Through transformation activities, basketball is more convenient and attract people's participation. Active mind and body, in order to achieve the purpose of fitness to improve social civilization atmosphere in which the amateur culture entertainment life. The tag of basketball, Jordan, is a very familiar figure. He completely changed the NBA, changed the basketball community completely. Jordan, with his excellent basketball strength and dogged willpower, have influenced the generation of teenagers of. Jordan, with his excellent basketball strength and dogged willpower, have influenced generations of teenagers to grow up. Furthermore, I'm gonna introduce my lovest movement, fadeaway shot. The motion is used to using by Jordan. The purpose of the back is to reduce the probability of being blocked by the man who is defending himself, thus improving his chances of score. But it takes a lot of repetition to get it right. It's important to know that you need to keep your body in balance when you are in the air, and you need to hold your feet on the ground, because you will fall down and even twist your ankle. The kind of shooting technique is often used by NBA players when defending their opponent's height and bounce against their own. Basketball is such a fantastic sport. Without basketball, no brothers. Let us crazy together. That's what I'm talking about today's young man. That's all.
Good evening, our dear audience. This is The Great. I'm Alex. Today, I'd like to introduce a great athlete. She has competed on the WTA Tour since 2001. She has been ranked world number one in singles by the WTA on 5 separate occasions for a total of 21 weeks. She is one of 10 women and the only Russian to hold a career Grand Slam. She is also an Olympic medalist, having earned silver for Russia in women's singles at the 2012 Summer Olympics in London. She's the famous tennis player, Maria Sharapova. Maria was born in 1987 in Nyagan, Russian SFSR. Her parents, Yuri and Elena, are from Gomel, Belarusian SSR. Concerned about the regional effects of the 1986 Chernobyl nuclear accident, they left their homeland shortly before Maria was born. Maria was exposed to tennis at a very early age. She had her first tennis racket in 1991 when she was 4, whereupon she began practicing regularly with her father at a local park. Maria took her first tennis lessons with veteran Russian coach Yuri Yudkin, who was instantly impressed when he saw her play, noting her exceptional hand-eye coordination. At the age of 6, Sharapova attended a tennis clinic in Moscow run by Martina Navratilova, who had previously trained players such as Andrea Garci, Monica Seles, and Anna Konnikova. With Money Tight, Yuri Sharapov borrowed the sum that would enable him and his daughter, neither of them who could speak English, to travel to the United States of America. And they finally did it in 1994. Visa restrictions prevented Sharapova's mother from joining them for 2 years. Arriving in Florida with savings of $700, Sharapova's father took various low-paying jobs, including dishwashing, to fund her lessons until she was old enough to be admitted to the academy. In 1995, she was signed by IMG, who agreed to pay the annual tuition fee of $35,000 for Sharapova to stay at the academy, allowing her to finally enroll at the age of 9. In November 2000, she first hit the tennis scene, was then given a special distinction, the Rising Star Award, which is awarded only to players of exceptional promise. Sharapova made her professional debut in 2001 on her 14th birthday on April the 19th, and played her first WTA tournament at the Pacific Life Open in the next year, winning a match before losing to Monica Seles. From 2003, Sharapova played 4 seasons and made a rapid climb into the top 50 by the end of the year. And by the end of September, Sharapova had already captured her first WTA title at a smaller event, the Japan Open Tennis Championships, before winning her second in her final tournament of the season, the Bell Challenge. To cap off her first 4 seasons as a professional, she was awarded the WTA Newcomer of the Year honor. The newcomer didn't let everybody down as she won the Wimbledon Championships by upsetting top seed and defending champion Serena Williams. She became the third youngest woman to win the Wimbledon title. This victory was hailed by the media as the most stunning upset in memory, with other writers commenting on her arrival as a serious challenger to the Williams dominance at Wimbledon. After that, Sharapova won the year-ending WTA Tour Championships, rose to world number one ranking. She became a US Open champion in 2006, held the Australian Open title in 2008, and won French Open twice in 2012 and 2014 to earn her career Grand Slam. But she also suffered shoulder injury for 3 times. Everything seemed so smooth to Maria Sharapova, but unfortunately something dramatic happened. On March the 7th, 2016, Sharapova revealed that she had failed a drug test at the 2016 Australian Open, which she described as the result of an oversight. Sharapova admitted to testing positive for meldonium, an anti-ischemic drug usually prescribed for heart conditions. That was added to the World Anti-Doping Agency's banned substances list. She was provisionally suspended by the International Tennis Federation from playing tennis with effect. Meldonium is not approved for use in the United States, Sharapova's country of residence. However, it is legal to use in Russia, the country that Sharapova represents in tennis. The drug's inventor, Ivars Kalvins, said that he didn't think taking it should be constructed as doping. But he also said that it is very popular among athletes and it was used by the Soviet military for optimizing the use of oxygen and that allows athletes to train under maximum strain. Most of fellow tennis players reacted negatively to her announcement, with almost no support or sympathy in general for Sharapova. Following the announcement as a result of the failed drug test, professional sponsors Nike and TechCure suspended their relationships with her, while Porsche postponed promotional work. But eventually, her sanction was reduced by an independent tribunal from 24 months to 15 months. The strong Maria returned to the WTA Tour in April 2017, given wild cards to play in the clay court season. She met with an arm injury again, unluckily, but never gave up. She opened the US Open against world number 2 Simona Halep and won in 3 sets and reached the 4th round. In China, she went to win Tianjin Open, marking her first WTA title since 2015. without dropping a set, including coming back from 1-4 down in the first set and 1-5 down in the second set against 19-year-old Aryna Sabalenka in the final. The result saw her eventually climb the rankings into the top 60. The 2017 season of Maria Sharapova is unbelievable, and also with her autobiography, Unstoppable My Life So Far, was published on September. We should really start to expect the brand new 18th season. And that's all for today's The Great. Thank you for listening and see you next time. I'm Alex. Bye.
Cast. Producer Ada Xu Yang. Anchor
Letty Lei Ting.
Steve Zhao Yue Yang.
Journalist
Cassio Ni Wen.
Colin Han Wenxuan.
Alex Zhang Hengqi.
William Duan Yujing.
Carmel Wang Yunmeng.
Matt Gong Gao Wangqiu.
更多节目，下载荔枝FM收听。